don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
U.S. songwriter Harold Arlen was born on this date in 1905 in Buffalo, New York. While singing in his father's synagogue, he also played ragtime piano in local Buffalo bands and accompanied silent films. After arranging for the Buffalodians, Arlen moved to New York. His jobs included arranging for Fletcher Henderson and serving as a rehearsal pianist for radio and theater. A vamp he devised while practicing was later turned into the song Get Happy, with lyrics from Ted Kohler. Arlen and Kohler wrote 8 reviews for the Cotton Club, one of which included the anthem Stormy Weather, first performed by Ethel Waters. Though he moved to Hollywood in the 30s, Arlen kept penning songs for Broadway, working with other lyricists like Dorothy Fields, Leo Robin, Johnny Mercer, and Ira Gershwin, as well as Kohler. Arlen's scores for Broadway musicals include Bloomer Girl and St. Louis Woman. For Hollywood films, he wrote the songs It's Only a Paper Moon, Let's Fall in Love, and That Old Black Magic. His most famous song is perhaps Over the Rainbow, with lyrics by E.Y. Harburg from the 1939 movie The Wizard of Oz. Some of his other compositions include I've Got the World on a String, I Got a Right to Sing the Blues, The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea, and Come Rain or Come Shine. Numerous jazz artists have recorded his songs, as well as pop performers across the spectrum. Arlen made a few recordings as a performer, among them sessions with Duke Ellington and Barbara Streisand.
I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night comes around and I'm still feeling bad. Rain pouring down, blinding every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, beating and splattering drives me mad.
On this date in 1888, Hoxie, Arkansas became a formally incorporated city after Lawrence County accepted a petition submitted by Dr. G.W. Parker, F.M. Lee, and A.C. Rogers. The town was named for Kansas City, Springfield, and Memphis Railroad executive Jack Hoxie. Hoxie garnered national attention in 1955 when its schools became the fourth in the state of Arkansas to desegregate. Profiled in Life magazine, Hoxie's desegregation caught the attention of the entire country. Hoxie is closely tied to the town of Walnut Ridge, which is Lawrence County's seat. Canada's new maple leaf flag was unfurled in ceremonies in Ottawa on this date in 1965. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.